Luke 7. And that we studied yesterday, he that was dead in verse 15. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Again, the word for mother is that I can't get over that word because it's meter in Greek, meter, but it means not. It doesn't just mean mother. It means the source of anything, and that's why the New Jerusalem is called the mother of us all, because that's the only place from which he is born. And he is born in us. And so the word born again, as we've talked about several times, it shouldn't be translated again. It should be translated either from above or from the first estate. That means from you are born from the very beginning, because he's now your only self. But anyway, then in verse 16, and there came a fear on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. We're going to talk about fear. First of all, there came a great fear, or fear. They were seized by fear. It's lambano. That means to seize. They were seized or overcome with fear. And the same, you remember, it's the same word that when you fall asleep, you're seized by sleep. So anyway, fear is phobos. It means fear, dread, and terror. And we're going to look at a bunch of them. Let's start in the Old Testament. Let's go to Genesis 9. Fear is something that's hard for us to understand because of our language. The pages of my Bible are still sticking together. Genesis 9, let's start. This is after Noah sacrificed. Well, let's start in 8:20. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you, and the dread of you, shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every creature, unless you're afraid.
Seems like God left out hippopotamuses.
No, doesn't he leave out anything?
Really?
The fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every creature, unless you are afraid. Now, why is that?
Why is the unless you are afraid part?
Yeah. Say that.
I know, but I'm adding it because I've seen.
Experience, yeah, from experience.
because it seems like, I don't care what it is, whether it's animals or bees or wasps or
people.
Well, yeah, but if you're afraid, they know it. They smell it. They sense it. They do something. If you're not afraid, then they're afraid of you. Now, that's an incredible thing. This is why, as a believer, no sudden fear shall come upon you. And the only thing that you can do with fear is the same as everything else. Father, forgive me. Now, who would have ever conceived of not being afraid of a rattlesnake? Or not be afraid of a tarantula jumping on you? But that's the promise. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every creature, unless you are afraid. And the only reason you're afraid is the Holy Spirit telling you to repent. Does everybody kind of get a handle on that? What? You're musing.
This topic runs real deep because your fears have blocked off your core, so you don't even be in touch with yourself most of the time.
Yeah, like fear of heights.
Yeah.
I mean, if you took a 2x4, or let's say a 4x6 or 2x6, and you spread it on the floor and said walk across it, you could just walk across it. You put it on the chair, and half the people are going to start wobbling and be afraid. You put it between the Twin Towers or something, and they're not there anymore. Anyway, you put it up high, and just about everybody can do it. Now, why?
Fear of death.
But that's what I'm saying. It's so hard to understand that you have the capacity to repent of fear, no matter what it is. I hope you believe that. All right, let's go to Exodus 15. Now, this is the song of Moses. This was a song that was sung at certain days. It wasn't sung every year. It was only rarely sung by the choir in the temple. I can't remember which times it was sung. But it's an incredible... Well, let's... You ought to read it. You ought to read the whole thing and study it. Let's start in verse 13.
What's the chapter?
Exodus 15. Everybody there? Chapter 15 of Exodus, start in verse 13. Thou in thy mercy had led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine habitation, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Now it's obvious he's not talking about the temple in Jerusalem, because that was made with hands. He says, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. This song of Moses is a song of the, it's the same as the Psalms of Ascent. It's a psalm of seeing the parable of what that Exodus was to being the parable, to being the truth of our Exodus to the New Jerusalem. Now, if you're afraid, the people should be afraid of you, not you afraid of the people. That's one of the reasons you shall be hated by all men if you're his disciple. Can you grok this a minute? Let's see some more.
They're really not afraid of you. They're afraid of the greatness of his arm.
Amen.
Portrayed through your faith or your
right and your abandonment.
Yeah.
That's why the Jew is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, whose circumcision is the flesh. But the Jew is one inwardly, whose circumcision is the heart, and no longer needs the praise of men. If you fear men, you will automatically be in a position where you need the praise of men. Is that, you understand? Does that grok?
So what you're saying is people would hate you because they would see in you your peace and your quiet.
Well, it's seeing you, him, his arm. But it can't be if you're sucking up to people, and it can't be if you're afraid of what they're afraid of. Let's go. Deuteronomy 2. Now, and if it's not the case with you, there's only one option. Not to try to act like you're not or whatever. It's to say, Father, forgive me. Because I've allowed some subconscious fear or fear of death to cause me to be afraid when death has been overcome by life. But if I need the same things that they need, if I esteem the same things that they esteem, if I want the same things they want, and if I fear the same things they want, you're just another Gentile. Okay.
The next one. And your fear brings you back to the.
You fall from the strong city.
To the epicenter instead of him being.
Amen.
The center.
Yeah, self versus God.
And self has resurrected itself by your fear. Deuteronomy 2. Again. These are parables. The whole of what Israel went through in the wilderness, in the book of Numbers. Now the law is repeated again. That's why it's called Deuteronomy. It's the second law, this law again, for their journey into the promise. And look what it says. Verse 24. Rise you up, take your journey. And pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hands Sihon, the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, in his land. Begin to possess it, and it contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who will hear report of thee, and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. Now that's just a that what they did is a parable for our passing over, going to the other side, into the New Jerusalem. No longer bound by time and space. Can you grasp this a minute? Or is this just a fairy tale? But you must, every time you see yourself, wanting the same thing they want, fearing the same thing they fear. Every time you see yourself, and for a second, sort of sucking up to somebody to get something. Every time you act differently to ranking people, then you return. You've fallen from the strong city. What's the only remedy is bring forth fruit necessary for repentance. And that means you always have to walk on the knife edge. If you ever leave the knife edge, you've left faith. And that knife edge is 24 hours a day.
Yeah, these scriptures are pointing to that thing we read in Luke.
Amen. You know,
and then that's pointing to the book of Revelation.
Amen.
Where it's like, this is it. This is the total power is revealed.
You know, amen.
Nobody's going to be scared of anything else, you know, when the sky is ripped open and everything's coming down.
We have begun the study of Leo. And that's when the big thing, the big end. All right. Let's go to Psalm 55. Remember the Psalms in my opinion were written by the Spirit of Christ in David and in the nine others that wrote the Psalms. For the prayer of Christ while he was incarnate, and for the prayer of Christ in you. Amen?
Say that sentence again, please.
The Psalms were written by the Spirit of Christ and those that wrote the Psalms, mainly David, for Christ as he walked the earth. The Psalms were the prayers of Christ. And they are now the prayer of Christ in you. They have nothing to do with your flesh, except as if from the negative standpoint, which we'll see here, okay? You understand that?
I'm thinking of Christ walking in his teens and early 20s or whatever.
And they read the Psalms.
Yeah, and what a confirmation that was for him as Son of Man.
Amen.
And he saw, and that faith grew and grew, and it's the same thing with us. It's...
Amen. All right. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear. I mourn in my complaint, and make a noise, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongue. For I have seen the violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. And as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me, evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And he shall hear my voice, for he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them. Even he that addeth abideth of old, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. So he is confessing in verse 5, fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me.
Yeah, this is that moment of repentance.
Amen.
Compressed into one psalm. That's, you know, that's what happens. And he moves from the fear,
he moves from
upon
fear
to the,
peace.
God, Lord, will save me.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you have to go through the same.
Yeah.
You don't give in to fear. There can only be repentance. Does that help explain it?
Yeah.
All right. We've got time for one more. Isaiah 19.
That reminded me of that passage in Hebrews where it talks about he's not, he has gone through everything that man has. There's nothing Christ hasn't experienced.
Right. In the book of Proverbs, we're not going to go there now, but it just came to mind. The book of Proverbs is a contrast between the bride and the whore. Every word, everything from Genesis to Malachi is either a revelation of Christ or a revelation of the bride. Does it by parables and types and tropes and patterns. God, I pray you see that. But the moment you think it has something to do with you, other than cause you to repent, then you're lost again. You left the way. What?
That's that knife edge. You know, when you said that, it's like the moment you think it's you. Well, at that moment, I was thinking of Christ being confirmed as who he was. And that's the same moment that has to take place in us, where the you is not the old self, but the you is Christ hearing the confirming words
Amen.
Of himself. That's the real you.
Let's start in verse 12. Where are they? Where are thy wise men? Let them tell thee now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts hath purposed upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan are become as fools. The princes of Noph are deceived. They have also seduced Egypt, even they that are the stay of the tribes thereof. The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof. Now you have to see that Egypt is only a type of the world. He hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof. He did it. Neither shall be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail or branch or rush may do. And that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which shaketh over it. And the land of Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. And every one that maketh mention thereof shall be afraid in himself, because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he hath determined against it. Well, anyway, it goes on and on. But that's the start of, that was fear 101 in the Old Testament. We'll look at the New Testament fear. Amen? Anybody have any thoughts or responses? All I'm asking you to do is to see that repentance is always the answer. That's the only answer. Never again returning to the counsel of your elders. What would I do about something?
You know, mixed in with that, it's kind of like facing your fears, not succumbing to them.
No, you not just face them, you face them, you see them. I promise you, God will bring them to you.
Yeah.
And then because it's the Holy Spirit bringing him to you to cause you to repent.
But then you will do the thing you fear. I mean, you won't fear it anymore.
Right, the cliche, do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and fear is a choice. And if we're abandoned, then there's no choice in the equation.
we read in our Bible study the other day about the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that point where they're like, it is like at that point their ideas about what they could, you know, project of what might happen was all over the map, but they, you know, it was like they still, it was like whatever happens,
it's God.
Belong to God.
Amen.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
Amen.
That's the where you're left with repentance. It's like,
yeah, and that even the thing that it reminds me of that thing that we found in Samizdat thing where Christian was afraid. He was just going nuts in prison. And his peace came from, if I'm crazy, I'm God's crazy. And I mean, that that's so powerful. All right, take it, big guy. But